Please be seated. We have a problem. He stepped from behind the pulpit. No, not that problem. There are other problems, but that's not one of them. We have this habit, this problem in our tradition of needing to explain everything. And it's called apologetics. So there's this whole system of saying, I'm sorry. Right? Tonight, we begin what I think of as the shortest season in the church year where we stop explaining. No more explaining. I'm done trying to convince you. All I can do now is show you, to bring you into it. So take off your shoes. You don't have to come up, just take off your shoes. Get comfortable in your seat. I need to show you something. I am stripped bare. My back, my sides, my hands, and feet, all stripped bare. Once again, the cool water and I are one. To fulfill all righteousness, we said, John is gone now. Executed. And here you believed the wilderness was the more dangerous place. We are gathered around a table. One more meal. One last chance. Friends. Held together in love. Always love, so in love. How easily we forget that it's love that binds all of us together. We forget. We set it aside, believing such a thing to be too hard. Nonsense. Unrealistic. Or perhaps above us, beneath us, beyond us, or simply not for us, but for someone else, to give, to receive, to bless, to break, to embrace, to endure. In the beginning, the universe was birthed in an explosion of love. The heat of a billion, billion stars released in an eternal instant, spinning, colliding, coalescing, love upon love, and I was there. As I am here with you now, breathing and singing and laughing and weeping. As I am, I am, I am washing, serving, exposing myself to you. Will you receive me? Dare you? Such love as ours takes courage and time, so much time, ordinary time. But what did you expect? is it that you want? Aren't I? Aren't we? Isn't this enough? Dayenu, we say at Passover. Dayenu, enough. Isn't this enough? We are a cosmology of loves, circling, enraptured, breathless, breathing, heaving every imaginable love brought to fulfillment here, now, you, me, us. Love. So, sing now. Sing us a love song, a chant for the heart, renewed, restored, even betrayed with a kiss. The love I sing can embrace even betrayal, your betrayal. The love I sing can embrace fear, terror, even death. All of these. All of these. This is the love I sing. This is the love we sing. It's ordinary, it's profound, illicit, sentimental, sweet, or bitter as gall, as hyssop on the lips. This is the love we sing together here at the feast in the dark, on the edge of another garden, Eden's fall, remembered in Gethsemane's glory. This, my friends, is the beginning of the end of all endings, and all I can offer you is myself, one another, in love. Sides, my hands, my feet, all stripped bare. Once again, the cool water